Recent shootings in Orlando, and before that, San Bernardino, Paris, Aurora, Colorado, Newtown, Connecticut, have added to growing jitters about random attacks in places where people gather. Whether that be the workplace, as was the case in San Bernardino last December, a movie theater in Colorado, a school, an elementary school in Connecticut, a gay nightclub last Sunday morning. Given the fact that the gun control debate will continue without much tangible work, at least for the foreseeable future, architects and designers are rethinking public gathering spaces with safety in mind. Or are they? Frances Anderton is host of KCRW's Design and Architecture. She's with us for this week's DNA on ATC. Hi, Frances.
Hello, Steve.
I think the crux of this conversation is that what happened last weekend and at all those other places, all those tragedies, can happen anywhere, but certainly some places are safer than others. So how does design fit into the future of safety and public gathering?
Well, it's playing out in a number of ways. I mean, certainly since 9/11, there's been a lot of design relating to safety and security in our federal buildings. So, for example, there's a scholar called Susan Silberberg, who we spoke to on a DNA following the Paris and San Bernardino shootings. She's explained to us, you know, Jersey barriers, bollards, CCTV, and restricted areas have been transforming urban spaces since 9/11, she says, especially outside federal buildings and financial districts. Then you have schools. You mentioned Newtown. There is a range of school security designs that have tragically, sadly, had to be introduced. Those include door barricades, bulletproof backpacks. Can you believe it? Ballistic whiteboards have been developed. Then we have at sports arenas and stadiums, metal detectors, beefed up security personnel. There's obviously sort of all sorts of online surveillance as well. So yes, in some respects, absolutely, design is playing a role in heightening security at certain venues. On the other hand, we also are in a really kind of a rebirth of public space moment right now. We are building more parks. Just last week, the winners of a competition for another park in downtown was announced at First and Broadway. This is where LA is going. Talk to designers and architects such as urban planner Doug Sussman, and he had this to say.
The good news is that in the last 10 to 20 years, we have been breaking down those walls and opening things up. This is happening all over the country. So we are remaking our cities with a kind of new openness and a new commitment to public space. It would be tragic if in the midst of this renaissance, we were to stop it in its tracks out of fear.
They want to know that they're at least being protected somehow. So can all that openness continue in light of a depressingly changing world?
I think that we tend to find that immediately after something's happened, there's really heightened fear. You know, suddenly having that shock of, boy, that place I felt so safe in isn't so safe. Time tends to change us. But also, and this is something that I heard from John D'Amico, who's a city councilman for the city of West Hollywood. What he said was, and when we spoke to him yesterday, he said, it's my sense that everywhere is safe until it isn't. People live their everyday lives. Most places are safe. Most people feel the safety of our democracy. Buildings are only as safe as the politics of the community. We should remember that if in the larger scheme of history, you know, we actually have a very, very open society. I mean, back hundreds of years ago, medieval cities were completely walled, you know.
Game of Thrones, right?
Yeah, I mean, we have always built in modes of protection into our physical space. On the one hand, there are physical aspects to space and securitizing against violence. But then there's also the means of implementing violence. You know, we have a weaponry in the hands of the citizenry that is pretty darn lethal.
Frances Anderton with this week's DNA on ATC. Thank you.
Thank you, Steve.